After last week's mass shooting in a black Charleston church, South Carolina finds itself in the middle of a national conversation about race. The city of Charleston itself has seen major racial shifts in its population over the past few decades. Since 1990, the black population has dropped from 42% to 23%. One neighborhood undergoing this transition sits just north of Emmanuel AME Church. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong went there.
Here in Charleston's east side, the neighborhood where Joseph Watson grew up isn't what it used to be. But a mainstay, his mother Mary's sweet shop, has been open for more than 50 years.
I was born less than 50 yards from where we're sitting, right here on this corner.
Watson lives above his family's corner convenience store. The brick walls outside are painted black, and there's no sign above the entrance. But if you live in this neighborhood, you probably know they sell peppermint candy, cans of soda, and laundry detergent. And Watson says if you're one of the many African-American property owners here, you've probably gotten a few offers to sell.
They're approached by people daily. I'm approached by people daily. But I don't look at it that what we have is something that to sell.
Real estate developers, though, are selling the east side as one of the last frontiers of Charleston's redevelopment. And this historically black neighborhood has seen more new residents who are white, like renter Mike Elder.
This is going to be the Soho, like New York, kind of the area where, you know, it was kind of run down in New York, and now it's kind of the hip place.
Elder is watering some vines he planted outside his three-bedroom apartment.
These are called Confederate jasmine, and these will grow and cover this ugly metal fence.
On the other side of this chain-link fence sits a historically black church. Elder says he hopes this church and others in the neighborhood will stay as property values rise.
Those are the people that I want around me. You know, I don't want a dilapidated house that, you know, they're selling crack out of it. You know, things are getting fixed. When you fix things, you know, new people are going to move in. People from out of town, probably, because it's hard to afford it.
Those who can afford to live here now also include students from nearby colleges and universities.
We love it here. It's close to everything. We can walk everywhere.
So walking around, you see a lot of students like yourself.
It's a mix. It's student and some African-American people.
Colleen Whitehead studies at Medical University of South Carolina's pharmacy school. She's renting a five-bedroom apartment on the east side with other students.
We don't know a lot of our neighbors in the area because we're always in and out. So
we just walk by each other. We don't know each other. We see each other every day, but then we don't know each other's names. So it's just like they're invisible and we're invisible.
52-year-old Norris Bryant was born and raised in this Charleston neighborhood.
I mean, there were no white folks living around here when I grew up.
Bryant says more white neighbors have also meant rents gone up for many of the black families who have lived here for years. And he's worried about being priced out. But for homeowner Elaine Washington, the east side is changing for the better.
The neighborhood's developing. I think it's beautiful to see all people, all walks of life live in this neighborhood.
Washington moved here about 6 years ago from Georgia with her husband. And she says she doesn't think all of the black homeowners who moved out of the neighborhood should be seen as victims.
You know what? Nobody ain't pushing you nowhere. You have a choice. If you live in a condition, if your tax not paid on your house, this and that, the state can take that. They can take that.
Back at Mary's Sweet Shop, Joseph Watson says he's working hard to keep the store in business so that no one can take this building from his family.
My inheritance is for my children's children, not me. Not me.
Watson says he's determined to stay so he can pass on a strong foundation in America for his family and generations to come. Hansi Lu Wong, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.